This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to D&D, Dragons of Depression. This is a show about depression and all things nerd related. Some of the things we're going to talk about, for example, is video games, movies, TV show, card games, and all other things that are nerd related. I'm your host, Nathan Headley, and occasionally our special guest on, where we'll talk about the impacts that nerve-related stuff has on our mental health. Hey guys, welcome to Dragons and Depression, D&D. I am your host, Nathan Headley, and I am here with no one because I have not organized a guest today. Apologies. And the reason behind that is because I've been busy all over the country at the moment. I've been away at the Marvel exhibit in Wellington, and I'm spending time with some family, which is quite cool. I'm going to talk about that later on. Then I've been house sitting somewhere where there was not much Wi-Fi, so I haven't been able to really organize or try to sort out a guest for today. So it's just me. Hopefully you guys don't mind. If not, I'm massively, massively, massively sorry, and yeah. So anyway, fun fact, I brought a PS4 Pro too, and I've been really happy about that. I've finally been able to get decent Wi-Fi speeds and play games at a faster pace there. Words. Already messing up. But yeah, I got a PS4 Pro, and I've been really enjoying playing it, the little time I've had to play it at the moment, and yeah, it's been really cool to get my hands on one. And then I think I'm probably gonna try and get a PS5 after this, so we'll see what time takes me with that. And like I said before, and I went down to Wellington and I got to check out the Marvel exhibit, which is quite cool. And I also found out during the Marvel exhibit there was a dinosaur exhibit happening across the road to Te Papa. Yeah, and I found it really cool. I think I got a few complaints about the Marvel exhibit, but I think I really enjoyed it overall. I think it was a really cool exhibit. I think it's closed now. By the time you hear this podcast, it'll be finished, done. But one thing that, I think several things I enjoyed about it was, it was cool to see like the old comic books. I don't know if you guys like have seen the old school comic books, but it was really cool to see those. Really cool to like learn more about Marvel and how it's created, and like Stan Walker's original name. Stan Walker's got this really... Oh, Stan, not Stan Walker. Baby brain at the moment. Stan Lee. I'm glad I called that like earlier on rather than keep going Stan Walker. I'm going Stan Lee. I'm really glad I called that. But yeah, it was cool to learn about Stan Lee's original name. And not have baby brain while I was reading. I also got some cool photos. It was really cool to see some of the costumes and like Black Panther and models and all that. It was really cool. Overall, like, I think I enjoyed it. I think I do have a few complaints about it though. Like, I feel like the interactiveness wasn't... Like, I wish there was more interactive stuff to do. Like, I wish you'll be able to kind of navigate your way through it, and there'll be more like stuff to watch or visual stuff to be able to kind of like be with. There was a little bit of interactive stuff, but I feel like there just needs to be more. I feel like when you're going down to check out like a Marvel exhibit or something like that, it's kind of, I feel like you kind of need a bit more interactive stuff. Oh, because they also encourage people to wear costumes as well. I feel like next time, because they've got the Doctor Who exhibit, and I think if anyone from Wellington is listening in on this podcast or stumbled upon this podcast and gone, man, I know people who run those exhibits. This is my advice. This is my advice for everyone that runs those exhibits. I reckon they should like make an emphasis on people wearing costumes of the characters. Personally, like, I believe that was, like, if you get people wearing costumes and stuff, I think it'd be a cool bit of feel about it. I think some ways you could encourage people to bring costumes as, like, have, like, a freebie, like, give them a free keyring or something afterwards. Or maybe, like, have a prize at the end of, like, the best dress. You take a photo of everyone that's come through, and then all the people enter a enter, like, a competition. And, we're going to go to, that's just my thoughts anyway about that. We're going to go to our next song. We're going to go to a song, and, yeah. Welcome back to Dragons of Depression on Access Radio, Taranaki 104.4 FM. I am Nathan. That song before was from Stan Walker. not Stanley. Can I get the two confused? And that was called I Am. And I feel like I was previously not braining. Apparently, I only had one brain cell like before. But yeah, no, I really enjoyed the Marvel exhibit. Like I said before, please make people wear costumes, encourage people to wear costumes at the next one. And maybe the next few ones after that. And like I said before, I went to the Dino exhibit as well, Deep Harper. If you guys, I don't know how long it's going for. But if you guys, if it's still going well, when this podcast gets released or this episode gets released, I highly recommend going to look at it, going to check it out. I feel like I learned a lot from the dinosaurs and just looking at them. It was really cool to look at, like, the, like see how big and tall they were. It was real awkward because usually I'm the most tallest person in the room, but the dino exhibit, apparently, I'm not the tallest person in the room. Or the tallest animal. Yeah, it's quite a cool exhibit to go and watch. Anyway, I'm going to start a petition on this podcast. I was talking to some people about it before. I'm going to try and get Susie Cato on here. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but someone was telling me before I should email her and be like, hey, Susie, come on my podcast, come and be interviewed by me. So I'm going to start a petition. I'm going to go on Facebook, the Twitters, the TikToks, the Instagrams, the Bebos, I don't know whatever is around. We're going to go on all those and start a petition to get Susie Cato to come on my show. Because quite frankly, I'm not doing well in the guest department at the moment. I am trying to organize more people to come on. Yeah. One of the things that I kind of, I've got some people that I want to line up, and I've been trying to organize at the moment, just trying to fit in their schedules at the moment. And I'm looking forward on getting those people on the podcast. Yeah, one of those is a local comedian is quite good, and I'm hoping to get a couple of other people. That was my phone that went off. I'm just ad-libbing right now. I feel like another thing is I want to bring up is I feel like I haven't really talked about is my comedy journey, and I've never really told many people about this, but one of the things that I kind of feel like really inspired me to talk about my depression or mental health and the comedy aspect or in the podcast aspect is watching this guy called Chris Gifford. And by the way, I highly recommend if you guys were to do anything or pay attention to any information I say on this podcast, go and search up Chris Gifford. Totally recommend. He's such an amazing, amazing comedian. And when I saw him, he's got a show called Career Suicide, which if you can find it, I recommend to watch or listen to. And pretty much that inspired me to like come out and talk about my kind of comedy and depression and all the other jazz. I feel like, and also on top of that, during the time when I did start talking about depression, another big comedian told me about, another comedian in New Zealand who's quite big, don't really want to mention names because I don't really like name dropping people, but one of the other comedians that I kind of fell in love with was Neil Brennan. I don't know if you guys have been on Netflix, but he's got this show called Three Mics, and it's another good comedy show I highly recommend to watch. Like, his writing is next level. Apparently he's also done writing for Dave Chappelle, and I think there's another person who's done writing for who's quite big. But yeah, I love both those kind of comedians and their style, because like, to me, that's kind of style that I kind of want. Like, I just want to be deadpanned and pretend like I don't give a shit, you know? Apologies if I can't say the S word on the radio. But yeah, that's what kind of led me to my comedy journey and doing jokes about my depression. It was quite cool, like, doing it at the time as well. And I feel like one of the things that I kind of learned a lot about during this journey, my comedy journey, is that I wish I didn't go straight to an hour. Yeah. We'll finish that conversation up next. We got another song up now. Hey guys, welcome back to Dragons and Depression, aka D&D, on Access Radio, Taranaki, 104.4 FM. That song was by a legend known as King Cass, and that was Old Days. I really love that song. It's like one of my favorite songs at the moment. Anyway, where was I? I was talking about my biggest regrets, I guess, in comedy. I think one of my biggest regrets ever in the comedy world, or in comedy general, was going from doing 6 10-minute to jumping to an hour. I think it's one of my biggest regrets. And the reason, because if anyone here does comedy, or you know, is following me because of comedy, I feel like one of the biggest reasons why that was my biggest regret is because I struggled to come up with another hour after that. Because usually, like, when you write an hour, you have to come up with another hour, like, 2 years' time or 3 years' time. And I kind of never really, I've struggled to come up with another hour. I think I'm slowly coming towards another hour, which is quite weird to say, because sometimes I struggle to speak for an hour on podcast terms or radio terms, I guess. But yeah, I kind of feel like I struggle with coming up with another hour. And I think, like, and plus, I kind of thought, like, when I did my solo show, like, and I got, like, I got good reviews, got nominated for awards at Fringe, and I thought it was a good show, so I brought it here, and I brought the 4-4 Theatre, where I kind of, like, bombed off my ass, because, to be honest, I thought I was ready for a venue like that, but looking back, like, I wasn't ready for a venue like 4-4 or any kind of like big main stage venues. Like my show, I kind of felt like suited the Fringe environment at the time. And I felt like my style also kind of suited the Fringe environment. For anyone who doesn't know what Fringe festivals are, just in case anyone doesn't know what Fringe festivals are, because I don't think we got a Fringe festival in New Plymouth or Taranaki, but pretty much. So pretty much the Fringe Festival was created after the Arts Festival, and it pretty much was created as like kind of like fringe artists or like people kind of like new or newish or like semi-professionals. It was kind of like a way for people to kind of like perform new stuff or try out new things without the fear of failure, I guess. That's kind of the way to put it. I don't know the exact reason why, kind of, or like the exact history. I'm pretty sure what I said was the exact history, but yeah, probably to Google Fringe festivals to find out. I think Edinburgh may have been the first one, Edinburgh Fringe. I'm unsure. Maybe I have to Google it. Maybe someone has to Google it. I don't know. Someone else is probably going to Google it. But yeah, Fringe festivals are kind of a pretty good big deal, and I've done like Nelson Fringe, Palmerston North Fringe, Auckland I didn't do as well there too. I think it's because I kind of applied for Auckland Fringe late, so I didn't really get a decent venue. I wish I did, or I probably should have got like a smaller venue, the one that probably wasn't used or not used as often, and try to go for like a later time. But that's just my kind of feelings about it. Yeah. So, and I think I've done Dunedin Fringe. Dunedin Fringe was probably my favorite. Actually, gigging in Dunedin is just a fun time in general. But I think gigging in during Dunedin Fringe is quite cool because I'm able to meet new people. I did a late night show in Dunedin's Weed Museum. By the way, fun fact about the weed museum is it's not a weed museum. Well, there's the front part's a weed museum, but the back part's where everyone goes to smoke weed. Yeah, so I'm going to leave you on that cliffhanger. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Hopefully next week or next time I got a guest. You guys are amazing. Thank you for listening to Dragons and Depression on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, and we're going to listen to Fast Times in Tahoe by Lamina P.
They say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, but I doubt it. I really doubt it. Playing ping pong over oceans, messing with emotions, messing with my head. Messing with my head. 13 hours ago, I'm no longer at home. Fast times in Tahoe, 3,000 miles away. What can I say? Fast times too fast for me, and I don't care what you say. To get me out of the way, I've got to get my message through to you, baby, 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 baby. They say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, but I doubt it. I really doubt it. Playing ping pong over oceans, messing with you.
thanks for listening to my podcast, D&D Dragons and Depression. If you want to listen to more of the podcast or previous episodes, check out Access Radio Taranaki website, or check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'll tune again next week on Monday at 5 p.m. If you want to get in touch or find out more about what I do, look up my Facebook page, Nathan Andy Comedian. It's also a great way to see where I'm doing my next comedy show as well.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.